DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's just tough this time of year, the way it goes, to get an impact player off of a team right now for a draft pick. That's just, I guess, just the easiest way to say it. But we were having conversations right up till close to when the pick was made. There weren't the deals that I felt would have made our team better, and that's what I set out to do. If we were going to trade pick 9, it was because it was going to help the Buffalo Sabres right now be a better team, and that just didn't present itself.
At the risk of taking Kevin Adams too literally here, there was really no opportunity to trade the 9th pick for a usable player that would have helped them? Like just one for one? Is that believable? I mean, there's more context necessary, but he's literally saying that, I think, in that clip.
I mean, you have to bake in what he believes the value of the pick to be, right? Would someone give you their 7th defenseman for the 9th pick? Sure. Would you do that? And could that help you this year more than the pick will? I mean, it has a chance to play for you this year, well, and the pick doesn't. So
this year, you know, it would have to.
Being literal about it, like they're...
But couldn't you do better than... You really couldn't do better than the 7th
guy? I'm exaggerating to just try to make the point. It depends on what he thinks it's worth. And so, it's, you know, that's got to meet the value. If he thinks the 9th pick should be able to get me someone that is more than a replacement level player, I think he's misguided. So that's why trading the pick was never that realistic to me, because I doubt someone's going to offer you something that's more than that for the 9th pick in a weak draft. So I never really thought it had a chance of getting off the ground.
I would think there would be probably, maybe I'm wrong, numerous players around the league that their team considers expendable, they're under contract, maybe the contract is onerous, and they'd like to be done with it. Do we still have these? We've had a lot of these over the years. Do we still have these? You know, like Skinner a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
No buyout. Instead, you offer him for the 9th pick of the draft. Like, is everybody saying no? Because they don't think that's going to help their team. Again, Adam's point is helping the team this year. This draft pick is a zero for this year.
Right.
There's nobody, literally nobody, he could have gotten for it that wouldn't have made them better. Well, isn't that the point? Neither is this my crusade.
Right.
Like, I didn't need them to trade the pick, but I feel like that's what I'm hearing, is there was no opportunity to acquire a player that could have been in their lineup.
I would not have wanted them if Jeff Skinner were on the LA Kings and it had the same career to this point, and you know, it's a year earlier, whatever. Like, they want to give me Jeff Skinner with the remaining remaining contract and the 9th pick. I wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do it, but that isn't what he's saying.
I know.
That was not
right.
available. I mean, again, it would be money. That would be the thing that separates the Sabres and the other teams is, and this is not going to come out of Adam's mouth, but it would cost, that's why those players are available. We've had them on the Sabres that you would love to dump because the contract is so bad. Like, those guys would exist around the NHL right now, and maybe teams would love to trade them for draft picks and be out, wash your hands.
Right.
And now I've got a few, but the Sabres, like, weren't even offered one example of that. That's just hard to believe, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that they were or weren't. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to make that deal. I don't think it may help you this year, but what are we doing?
I might not either. Right.
But yeah, literally what he says, I don't know. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to prove it. But almost anything, literally, like if you want to like take it literally, absolutely literally, anything that you could get for the ninth pick that could play for you this year would help you more than the ninth pick will.
That's right.
But in the big scheme of things, you know, draft, develop, you know, all that. Like, I'm satisfied that they didn't make that kind of a move myself. But, you know, I also satisfied with the player they picked because it was kind of the guy I wanted them to pick. So we'll see.
I don't need – I guess I don't have anything more to say to it. It's just – I gotta hope that he's not right. That's where I'm ending up here. I gotta hope that he really didn't find a single player around the league that he could have for the pick. Because like when I get, you know, how I can get, I don't say we don't have this quote, right? And Adams, like if I'm in a certain mood. And he just happens to say benignly at a press conference, I'm here to do anything that makes this year's team better. I'm like, oh, well, why didn't you trade the ninth overall pick then? Because that clearly would have done that. But, you know, he just did that for me. In that quote, he does that for me. He's like, he doesn't say I wanted to, but he's like, I would have. Same thing, almost, you know, I would have, but I couldn't. We got to get through this next. Did I say earlier this is a fun week? Did I actually literally say this is a fun week?
You did. I think anyone who really knows you and knows the show knew you didn't mean it.
I mean, I did. I did mean it. I just didn't think it through.
Oh, I see.
I like that there's stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it can be cathartic to sort of talk like this and maybe even hope that it means something. But, you know, it's better than like 2 weeks from now will probably be. And it's shorter.
There's shorter. There's action. Yeah, it is a short week.
That's holidays. Right.
We get Friday.
Hot dogs.
Friday's good.
Stuff, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Watch the hot dog eating contest.
Absolutely not.
All good things.
We'll get through this. Maybe that would have been a better message. Rob is next. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I just had a couple of quick points. Number one, personally, just my opinion, but I think most GMs are pretty terrible in the NHL draft anyway. I mean, even some of the more successful teams typically just get really lucky with players. And so, I mean, it's like, what, less than even a 50% hit rate on a lot of these guys. Part of me is just thinking, hey, like, put as many eggs into that basket as you possibly can. I know, like, in the NFL, we always joke about trading down and picking up as many picks as possible just to.
Ooh, that's no joke.
Cabinet.
That's no joke.
Yeah. So that to me, it's like, hey, like, I'm really kind of like bulldog, just indifferent as to whether they pick the guy. Now, defense, I mean, I don't know. how many times do you want to spend first round picks on defense when especially you can pick up fairly skilled players on offense at that position, but regardless, another point regarding why we maybe haven't seen trades as much is because of the salary cap is substantially increasing over the next few years. And so,
I've read that. Yeah, people have had that theory that's probably keeping players in house. I don't think I heard Bulldog say he was indifferent to this player. I'm more indifferent to this player, but you wanted this player.
This defenseman? Yeah. If that's what he meant, I didn't know exactly what he meant when the way he used indifferent there. Like, pertaining to what exactly? I like this player. Absolutely. I argued for another defenseman, especially someone bigger that has the potential to play with some physicality, although that's got to be developed. I like this player on paper a lot.
I think it's – I don't understand really like how it's so true that GMs are bad at drafting. If maybe there were later round picks that were good all the time, I think I could maybe listen to that. But it's not like it isn't a slope downward from the first pick. Who are they supposed to be picking? You know, like if you want to use the Sabres for this, the last 10 years, who are they supposed to be picking? You know, you can cherry pick stars, you know, one or two or a few stars from other teams, but they're almost all of them are going to be in the first round. And then you have a couple of guys that seem more fluky that come in later. So I don't know. I don't share the opinion that these guys are just in general, really, really.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be bad at drafting. Thanks, Rob. Here's Matt next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. A couple things. I don't mind what they did with the trades. For some reason, the Sabres seem really good at being able to find players that can score and put up points. What they have problems finding are guys that can seemingly do it while actually playing some sort of defense or some sort of responsible defensive game. They seem to find players that are great at putting up points but not very good at anything else. And also to the point that the Sabres need more size. I don't really agree with that anymore. Now, if you wanted to say they need players that play bigger, I can get behind that because they have a lot of big players that don't really play big. But
that's right.
The Sabres are bigger than the Florida Panthers are. They're heavier and they're taller. So the Panthers, you know, about 3 pounds lighter than the Sabres on average, and the Sabres are, you know, fractions of an inch taller. They're the seventh tallest team in the NHL.
Yeah, it's all about what you're doing with that height and weight. And you know, you can think of Owen Power tilts it hard, height and weight, but he's not a physical player at all. It's one of the reasons why they need someone physical on his pair, I think, and they hopefully got him in Kesselring. Tage Thompson is one of the biggest forwards in the history of the league. Not a physical player. He's willing to like defend teammates, but he is not someone who is intimidating from a physical standpoint. Yeah, the other thing you need to do, you need to score and also bring something else to the party. Be antagonistic, be annoying to play against, flat out hard to play against, physical, finishing checks, anything. And it's been in very short supply.
All right, Paul coming up at 6. Listener mentions Jeff Skinner as another. Was that cool when they got Jeff Skinner? I'll say yes to that. I think I could include Skinner on the list of like cool things the Sabres have done.
Yes.
But the point we spent some time on earlier is even their best players, you know, you've got lottery picks like Dahlin and Power, but Thompson, Tuck, to name two, you didn't even really feel good about their being acquired.
Yeah.
Like Tuck is Eichel and Thompson's O'Reilly, and those were not exciting days or exciting moves.
Skinner is an omission. Yeah, that is a good correction by the listener, because that was, and they got him for next to nothing, really.
Yep.
He was good here for a bit, and then got in the doghouse with a coach that probably maybe should have never been here, and then whatever.
There were a lot of highlights with him.
Yeah.
That was fine to do. And it was cool when they did it. The point was just how few and far between, including, again, acquisition of some of their best players, are just not happy moments. And they are long overdue for one of those. However you want to come close to defining that. Paul coming up at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.